Okay, we are in Parak Ches in Hilchos Shchita, and we're continuing the various problems that an animal has that render it into a trefa. So we're going to take up Chasera, is one of the two that we take up in this parak. And the focus is going to be primarily on the lungs and the feet. Okay, so Halacha is Chasera Ketzad. What does it mean the animal is missing something? Shnei Evarim, Hein She'im Chasar, Minyonam, Trefa. So there are two organs or limbs that if they're missing from them and it's total and it's complete count, it's trefa. Ba'ilohen, harea, baraglaim. So the two are the lungs and the feet. Okay, so just to kind of show you the diagram of the lung, just give me one second. There we go. Okay, so this diagram is critical only because we'll be using a lot of, I mean, it's not that critical. But anyway, basically what we have here is the uma, which remember that's like the chunky part of the lung, that's the bottom. We have the onos, okay? So there's two lobes on one side of the cow lung, three lobes on the other side. Sircha refers to a lesion. It's also important as an indicator of trefa, but we're not gonna take that now. And then the vereda, which is the, literally means the rose, which is like sort of like an appendage, it's attached, it's part of the lung, but it's an appendage attached to one side, basically on the border of the lobe to the base or chunky part of the lung. Okay, so again, we have the umas, we have the onos, and then we have a sircha, which is a lesion, which is a sign of an infection. And then the verda, which basically is literally means the rose. It's like an appendage, what it called, on top of the border between the lobes and the bottom part of the lung. So Rambam says, the chamesh onos yesh l'rea. Okay, so there are five lobes that the lung contains, okay? Okay, so when a person, let's say, takes the lungs and drapes them, so to speak, over his arm, okay, shalosh min hayamin u'shtayim min hashmal. So two would be on the right, and three on the right and two on the left. Ubitzad yamin mena kama ozin katana, right? And then what do you call it? To the right of the lung itself, there's a little tiny thingy, a little like a protrusion. V'yishla kama kis b'fnei atzma, and has its like own, so to speak, pocket. But he was kiss, and it's within the pocket. And that actual little lobe, like little mini lobe type thing, is called the varda. It's considered, it's like a rose, looks like a rose. It's not considered part of the total lobe. So five lobes, the varda is not considered part of it. The vikach im lo nimseis varda mutaris. Therefore, if you came across a set of cow lungs and the varda was not there, the animal would still be mutter. Shikachi darka. Yesh behemoth timsa behem, yesh behemoth losim behem, because some animals have them and some animals don't. Vim nimsis nekuva. However, if you find it with a hole in it, afapi shekishal asosim, okay, as a nekev, even if its material, so to speak, is covering up the perforation, harizu treva, then it would be considered treva. So while chasera would be a problem by the varda, a nekev, a perforation would be a problem. Now, chaser minyan ha'onos, v'nimsa achas min asmal ushtayim min hayamin, trefa. Okay, so let's say we're missing a couple lobes. For instance, only one on the left or two on the right, the animal's a trefa. Then nimsu ushtayim yamin, v'zos havarda, let's say you found two on the right, plus the varda, harezi muteris, then it would still be mutter. Halacha gimel, nechlefu ha'onos, let's say the position of the lobes is switched, okay? V'nimsu shlosh min asmal ushtayim min hayamin, below veret. Let's say you ended up having three on the left and two on the right without that little rose thing. O shahaya vered ima shalosh b'tzad small. Or let's say that vered is counted as one of the three on the left side. That's harezu trefa shi chaser b'tzad yamin. It's a chasera, and therefore it's tref because it's missing from the right side. Okay, halach above. Nisvasfu ha'onos b'minyanam. Let's say there are too many lobes. Im ha'isa ha'ozen ha'yisera b'tzad ha'onos. Okay, so if the extra one is on the side of the onos, so if that extra one is basically in the front or the side by the heart area, that's mutter. But if it's more towards the back, which is near the rib area, why? Because we've seen this principle before. The extra as if it's missing. As long as it is approximately the size of one of the hadasim. Aval pachas mizeh, if it's less than that, ina ozen, it's not considered a lobe, and therefore it will be considered mutter. Alacha hey, ozen shenimseis devuka bechaveretza. Let's say one lobe is attached to the other, hasmuchala muteris. Okay, so if one's attached to the other, to its neighbor, it's mutter. Then nisbichu shelo al seder. Okay. However, let's say the lobes, they became attached to each other in a strange way. It's like the, let's say the top lobe of the left side attaches to the bottom one, the third one, which would be an abnormal one. It's skipping over its neighbor. That would be a trefa. Okay, look above. Nimsu shtea onos ke'on achas. Let's say both lobes appear as one. Ve'eno niros kishtaim, dvukos, right? And they don't appear as two that are joined together. Im haya b'nein kumo ala hadas. As long as the space between them is around the size of a hadas, bein b'ikarn, bein b'emsan, bein b'sofan, whether from the bottom part, the middle, or the end, kadesha yukar shen shtea shtaim dvukos, as long as they recognize that they're two attached, then it's mutaras. Vimlav, but if he lacks that, harezu chasera, it's defined as a chasera, and therefore it is treif. Alach zayin. Nimsis kula shtei arugos, okay? Let's say the lungs, they lack the round shape, rather they appear like rows, okay? More rectangular. And therefore, it doesn't really have like lobes. You don't really see lobes. You see like, kind of like what the bottom looks like on the top as well. That's trefa. If the bottom part of the lung is lacking, even though there's no perforation, it's considered, since you're missing a chunk of the bottom area of the lung, that's as if it's missing something, therefore it's a trefa. The bikach im nimsa mimena makom yavesh. That's why, let's say I found a dried part of the bottom part of the lung that's so dry, ach yifrach betziporen, to the point where if I run my nail over it, it'll flake away. Harezu kechaser, even though it's physically there, it's like a chaser, trefa, vafilu hayakolshu, even if there's a smallest amount, that's considered enough of a generation that it is a trefa. Allah chas, now reyash nimseis nafucha, so let's say you come across a lung and it is blown up, expanded, and it looks kind of like a palm tree, like the leaves of a palm tree. We asr it out as a safek. Shizu tosefes mishuna megufa, because this is, so to speak, a weird or abnormal addition. Vishema tosefes beguf kechisaron kamoshem amar binin. And any additional thing, right, is considered as if it's lacking, and therefore it will be considered a trefa. Okay, look at this. Okay, let's say an animal gets really, really scared. The yira achit samka harei ashala, and somehow it's being scared causes its lung to get much smaller, like from grapes that shrivel up. Achit samka harei ashala the karbel liyosev esha. Now it's on the way to becoming dried out. Im pachta bidei shemayim. Let's say the animal became frightened because of, let's say, thunder. Kagon sheshama kol ram or ra'asa zikim kliyotze bazeh mutter. So if it came, so to speak, from the hand of God, then it's mutter. Then pachta bide adam. But let's say it's scared of a human. So when the animal that got scared saw its fellow animal being shachted, and that's why it got scared. That's considered a chasera, and therefore the animal would be a trefa. Now, how do you check for this? Halach yud. Ketza bokenusa. How do you check for such a thing? You take the lung and you put it into a bucket of water for a complete day. Vimahaya zman. Hakor, let's say it's during the winter, Moshivin osav mayim posher, you put it in lukewarm water, uvechli she'ena mayim mismatzim migavo, right, along with the container, which will not cause any liquid to develop on the back of it, v'nozim k'dei shelo yitzonu b'mehera, right, and so that there's water is constantly flowing in a way that'll never ice over. That's the key. V'maya zman achom, if it's hot outside, Moshivin osav mayim sonim b'kli, you put it into cold water in a kli, she'mayim mismatzim migavo. So either you want it to stay in lukewarm water. So if it's wintertime, you got to make sure the water flows. If it's the summertime, you want to make sure the water stays cold. Here's the key. Im chazul v'yasa, if the lung returns back to its natural state, harezu b'dei shamayim u'mutaras. Then we know it's what happened to it was because of an act of God. Vim lo chazra b'dei adami b'trefa. But if it retains that status that it's in of being super inflated, then we say man caused the animal to be scared, caused the lung deformation, and therefore the animal is trefa. Okay, lachid alf. Beima shahaisa chaser regel. Okay, so now we're going to move over to the feet. Okay, again, we have to look at one quick picture. So if you look here, this is going to be the main part we're talking about. Obviously, the legs, the back legs, or the hind legs of the animal. We're going to focus a lot on the tzomen hagidim, which literally means the point where the sinews meet, which is approximately this area here, okay, of the upper leg of the animal. If you look at the bones, the makom tzomas hagidim is approximately this area here, okay? And if you want to put these in perspective, this is where the tail is. Okay, So keep that in mind as we do these halachas. Second. So the Rambam says, Behema shaisa chaser regel betchilas briyasa treifa. If an animal is lacking a foot from the time it came into being, it's a treifa automatically. Behemim haisa yisir regel, right? If it has an extra leg, shkol yeser chaserhu. Like we said all along, an addition is like a subtraction. Avim hayu lo shlosh yadayim, let's say it has three front legs, o yad achas, or one front foot, okay? Hand here means the front foot. Muteris. Levikach im nechsach yad shalom muteris. That's why if you cut off the front leg, it's muter. Nechsach haregel min arku lemala trefa. Now, if the leg is cut off from the joint, that was the upper part above the tzomach gidim, and above, that's trefa. Min arku lemata muteris. But it's from the arkuva below, it's muter. Now, be'eza arkuva amru, right? Which arkuva are we talking about? Because there's different joints. Barkuva shu sofa yerech hasamuch leguf. So it's the upper joint that's at the end of the hip, closest to the upper body of the animal. Alach yod beis. Now nishbar ha'etzem l'mala min arkuva. If the bone is broken above the joint, im yatsa kulo, this is a compound fracture. Im yatsa kulo ruba l'chutz, if most or all of the bone punctures outside, harezek kamash nechsach v'nafal v'trefa. We consider it as if it was cut, and now the leg, again, since the bone is fractured off, it's as if the leg before it ceases, below it ceases to exist. The animal's a trefa. Vimhaya basa or a chupa, rov he kafal shal etzem shenishbar. Let's say the skin covers most of where the break is. Then harezu mutaris, v'afilu nafal miksas etzem shenishbar v'halachlo. Even if some of the bone had broken off and it was still walking. V'gidim harachim ina chashuvim kabasar. This is key. Soft sinews are not considered like flesh itself. Okay, which segues into halacha yudgimel. Tzomus agidim, which we showed you before. Hain bebehema b'chaya, so whether it's a domesticated or wild animal, lemala mina ekev, okay, so it's above the heel, b'makom shetolim bo ha-tavachim ha-ba'ema, and that's where the butchers hang the animal after shechting it. Behain shlusha gidin levana. There are three white gidin, echad ave, one is thick, u'shnayim dakim, and two are thin. U'mimakom sheyaskel, okay, from where they begin, okay, behain kashim ulevanim, they're hard and white. Ad sheyaser halovin mehen, until the whiteness disappears from them. V'yaschilu lehisadem ulitzrachech, and then the white starts turning into red. Okay, and it gets softer. Who tzomus a gidim? That is the junction of the gidim. V'hu keorech sheishesre etzbaos b'shor. It's approximately 16 finger widths in an ox. Okay, that's the length, the average vertical length of the tzomus gidim. Halacha yodal. Okay, and when it comes to a chicken, there are 16 total sinews. Okay, so they begin on the lowest bone, okay, from the extra claw on its foot, ad sofa regal, until the top of the foot, until it gets covered up with like these little scales, okay. That's the area of the gidin on a chicken. Halacha tezvav. Now, behema shenechsechu raglea, b'makom tzomas gidin trefa. If an animal's feet are cut off at the point of the tzomas gidin, the animal's treif. The altisma v'tomar, don't question and say as follows. Ketza techsach l'mala min tzomas gidin, v'muteres, okay, ad shetechtach l'mala min arkuva al-yona, k'mosh b'ranu, v'mnechtach l'mata min tzomas gidin masura. The Rambam brings up an obvious stira. Okay, on the one hand, the halacha is that if there is a missing area above the upper joints, it's considered mutter. And if the area below the tzomus agidim is gone, it's asur. How can it make any sense? It should be consistent across the board. He says shebe trefos techtach mikan utchaya mikan ubichan tamus. Because you have to understand the way trefos work. Okay, when an animal is a trefa, remember trefa means, using the Gemara's understanding of it, trefa means the animal will die as it's mortally wounded. So just, I know it doesn't, and as Rambam saying, I know it doesn't make sense why the upper area is mutter, the lower area is usser, but he's saying when it comes to trefas, sometimes you can cut from this part of the animal over here and it lives, and from there and it dies. We're not ossering the animal because its feet are cut off at one particular area. No, the problem is that you cut the gidin, and by cutting these sinews, that's why the animal is considered a trefa. That's chaser. Okay, lachat design. Now, then you have netula. What does netula mean? Netula ketzad. Shlosha Ivarim Hein Sheim Nitlu Trefa. Okay, so there are three limbs and organs that if they are not there, okay, or taken out, they're Trefa, okay? The Afi Sheim Behen Dinekev, even though the Nekev doesn't apply, below Din Chisaron, and Chisaron doesn't apply. So again, the idea is Nuttal does mean removed, okay, or lacking. But even though these things aren't considered, they don't have a Nekev issue, nor they have a Chisaron issue, okay? Nonetheless, they're considered treif. The Elohim, these are the three. Somas Gidim, Kaved, and Lache Elyon. So basically, there's the Somas Gidim, which we've discussed, the liver, and the upper jaw. Okay. Halachi Yad Zayin. Ukvar Biarnu, Shebehema Shenechsach Ragla, Vakin Ob Makam Somas Gidim, Lo Nasu Treif, and they Shenechtu Gidim. We've already established that when you cut the area of the Somas Gidim, when that is damaged on the animal, it's gone, the animal is a treifa. That's why if you only cut the sinews themselves, the harigal kayemes, but the leg is still intact, treifa, why should we nitlet somas agidin? Because you took out the somas gidin, that's why the animal is defined as a treifa. Even though the leg is still there, since you took that area, that somas gidin out, that makes the animal a treifa. Allah yudches. Now, nechsach bebehema echad ha'avil levadam muteres. Let's say I only cut the thick gid. Remember, there's one thick, two thin. It's mutter. Sharei nishar shnayim because there are two left over. Neftachu shnayim adakin. But if you cut the two thin ones, muteres. Sharei echad avah gadol mishnayim because the thicker one's bigger than the other two. Rei lo nitzol kolot somos. Right? You haven't removed all of the somos. Ela miyutza, just the minority. Neftach ruvo shakol echad mehen. But if you cut the majority of all of them, trefa. Vein tzarach lomos neftachu kulan or nitlu kulan. And of course, if I cut them all or remove them all, necessarily the animal is a trefa. Like a test by a chicken, but oaf, if you nechtaf rubo shakol echad min hashisha asar trefa. By an oaf, if I cut the majority of the of all 16, okay, of each one, that's a trefa. Allah chaf, the oaf shenishtabru agafa of mutter. Let's say you have a chicken whose wings break, it's still mutter. Kebehema shenechtacha yodea. So the equivalent of the wings in a chicken is to the front legs of an animal, of a cat, let's say. Allah chaf aleph. Kave shenitla kula trefa. Okay, to the liver. If the liver, entire liver is out of the animal, it's trefa. Then the shtarimenu kezayis makam shitzluyabo, kezayis makam mara harezim uteres. If there's a kezayis left of where it's supposed to be, and there's another kezayis left near the gallbladder area, that's mutter. Nildadla hakaved. Let's say the liver moves out of its area, right? He meora bitarpesh shala. And basically what happened was it ends up being connected to the tarpesh, which remember is the diaphragm, muteres. Let's say it's removed from the place where it normally belongs, and from the area of the gallbladder, even though the rest of it is there, right? It's still considered what it called a trefa. Allah Bez, Nishaba Kazayas Makam Mara. Let's say there's a kazayas left in the area of the gallbladder, and another one where it is, so to speak, hung up, kshera. Let's say it's spread out a little here, a little there. O shahaya merudad, or let's say it is flattened. O shahaya aruch keritzur, or it's like long, like a strip. Harezu suffik, it's a suffik, and the Rambam posits virli shiasura. The Rambam holds it's probably asur. Okay, finishing up with the upper jawbone. Lechayon shital treva. If you come across the animal and the upper jaw is removed, it's treva. But if you remove the lower jaw, for instance, let's say you cut that area is cut away all the way down to the top of the esophagus and trachea, it's still considered mutter. Okay, lach abdal. Kol aver shenei rabo shimaya chaser trefa kach im nital trefa. For any organ that we said, if it's missing, if some of it's missing is treif, so too if the entire organ is out is treif as well. But by an animal, by any organ or limb that we say that if it's removed in its entirety, trefa, it's only usur if the entire aver is removed. That's its key. If it's born without it, oso aver, so if it's born without the liver, that's fine. If you didn't say this, we have to demonstrate why chasera and etula, why missing and removed aren't the same. The aver shenem arbosh imitzal muteres. Any aver that we say that if it's removed, it's muter. Kavachomim chaser mitchilas rasa. Even more so is the case if it was missing from birth. Lo nivrashim muteres. Right. That's and it would be muter. Allah chafet. Beimah shenitla im shalav he beis arachem. Okay, let's say you have the uterus of an animal that's removed. Osh nilu aklayos, or the kidneys are removed. The reizu mutaris. The vikachim nivres pekuli achas. Therefore, if the animal is born with one kidney, or b'shos klayos, or three, it's mutter. V'chenim nikva kuli mutaris. And also, if the kidney has a nekev in it, it's also mutter. Lach above. Even though the kidney that's removed or is missing is mutter, in this is katana biyoser, okay, or if it's very, very small, katana bedaka ad kaful v'gasa ad keinav. So if it's very small to the point where, let's say, it's a small animal, it's the size of a bean, for big animal, it's the size of a grape, that's actually trefa. V'chenim loksa hakuya, so too, let's say the kidney gets like a disease. V'ushiyaseh b'sera kibasar meis. It like the flesh of it starts to rot. Shehivish achar yomim, right? It's rotting. Sheim tachos miksaso. If you grab some of it, yis masves to yipol. But what happened is it would basically fall apart in your hands. V'igia choli zeh ad halavan shebesof hakulya. And that disease penetrated into the white part of the kidney. Then the animal's a treva. V'chein nitzes bekulya lecha. Let's say you found some type of liquid or moisture inside the kulya, the kidney. Af b'shein esrucha, even if it's not rotted. Or you found water inside that's unclear. But if you find clear water inside the kidney, arezu muteras. Okay, that ends parak ches. We'll pick up parak tes tomorrow.